Am I being too optimistic in these times? It is January when New Year's resolutions are made. Whether it's January or December, decisions are constantly being made. They can turn out to last for a brief time or for a lifetime. And our New Year's resolutions are usually intended for the long haul. When decisions can be mulled over as to the pros and cons, a great number fall to us unawares. We have no option but to do what's necessary in the moment. It's raining, so we put on a coat going out, go in the car instead of walking. A family member or friend is not well. We take them to a doctor, even though we were about to go into the cinema. We lose a job, finding another might mean changing to an unintended life course, maybe to a new area, a different country. It's a total life shift, but we come to terms with it. A new chapter begins. The most tragic of all is when a loved one dies. Our lives are shattered and our hearts are broken. We are bereft and grieve, a grief from which some never recover. Living with a fractured persona and a longing for the loved one. Generally, life is full of different directions, losses and gains. The older we get, the more we realise how much we appreciate our loved ones, our friendships, our surroundings, our ability to be independent, the concern and care we receive from others, and how we can return that. Now, we live in extraordinary and turbulent times. We know immediately what is happening in any part of the world. We hear words as they are being spoken and events as they are happening. It's our way of life and taken for granted. There is much disinformation and misinformation, and it is difficult to know what to believe. Every day we are bombarded by news of doom and gloom coming from all parts of the world through multiple airwaves. Whether we consciously look at news or not, negativity filters through. Even the soaps, entertainment, television programmes are negative, some with harsh storylines. All this negativity results in fear. There is a fear of robbery, fear of bad health, fear of homelessness. The list goes on. Where there is so much fear, love cannot enter in. So is there any hope? A number of spiritual teachers are telling us there is. People such as Tim Wilde, Pam Gregory, Lee Harris, Diana Cooper have been saying for a number of years that the energy of the world is changing. Lee Harris says, humanity is facing an unprecedented phase of evolution. Planetary revolution and the acceleration of time. More and more people are seeking guidance as they wake up to a connection with something far bigger than what they were taught about human life. We are experiencing a global upheaval. Awareness of the spiritual self is becoming more prevalent. Prayer has always been important. Meditation, yoga, and such Eastern practices are also becoming popular in the West. For centuries, spirituality was bound up in religion. Most people were born to a particular religion and remained there all their lives. We were told what to do and we obeyed. Questioning the rules was actively discouraged. Finding and being responsible for one's own spirituality is very liberating. Once started on the journey, it is so interesting. Navigating the great variety of beliefs is stimulating and satisfying. One day it dawned on me, I only went to Mass because I was in the choir. My search for a spiritual life began. I enrolled in the Milltown Institute, where my mind was opened and I found new ways of thinking. I then joined a group where I discovered healers, I learned how to meditate and listened to intuitives. One group led to another. I was hooked. I arrived here in my spiritual home through Denise, my daughter. By then, I was open to taking a chance on new horizons. It was a wonderful surprise, and I'm very happy here. While some people remain in their religious group, others are searching for their own way to spirituality, and some just do not want to know. People can lift their individual energy or become part of a group. Eventually, all that energy will add up to outweigh the negative. Caroline Mace tells us the law of life is that all things are moving all the time. Life is constantly changing. There has been a turning point in civilization. It started during the Second World War. We entered the nuclear age. It changed everything, including us. It activated in us an evolution in that we have become multisensory and psychic. As children, we learned about five senses: sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell, which are physical. Now we have spiritual, psychic, emotional, intellectual, and energetic senses. We live in a world where we're all interconnected. Yet we have individual experiences. Our heightened intuition makes us more aware and more in tune with our surroundings. Time seems altered, shifting and moving. Life is being lived at a faster pace, and people are not prepared to wait for an outcome, as was the norm years ago. Joan Chittister, a Benedictine sister, in her book, The Time Is Now, A Call to Uncommon Courage, says, "We are the co-creators this world is waiting for, and nothing is going to change until we ourselves change it." She goes on to say, "The choice is to refuse a moral deterioration of the present and insist on celebrating the coming of an unknown, but surely more ethical, more meaningful future." The earth and everyone living in it are flooded with higher consciousness, helping us to live a more heart-centered life. We're waking up to the fact that the individual needs to ask questions when we see or experience wrongdoing. We need to do acts of kindness and show love. Be grateful. We need to be proactive for a better world. Dr. Justine Afra Huxley, in her book, Generation Y, Spirituality and Social Change, says, "We need inspiration to make meaning from the mess. We need stories and myths, teaching, practices and prayers, powerful enough to sustain us through these times. We also need to be reminded of the spiritual opportunities hiding within the crisis, the potential for great need to help us put aside selfish concerns, to grow in maturity and discipline, and to live from our deepest values, knowing love is all that matters." Diana Cooper writes about the golden age. "We are moving into an age of cooperation where people will be supportive of each other. We will have more time for family and community. We will be in tune with our surroundings, with everyone fulfilling their potential. Fear will not exist. This will be the result of us raising our energy and being positive as much as possible with the help of the higher consciousness." Now that sounds like an amazing new horizon. Hopefully we will experience it someday. God is the love within us. Whether we follow him or think with love is entirely up to us. When we choose to love or to allow our minds to be at one with God, then life is peaceful. When we turn away from love, the pain sets in. And whether we love or close our hearts to love is a mental choice we make every moment of the day. From Marianne Williamson. I forgot to say at the beginning that this is what I believe, and it's not a doctrine of this church or anything like that. As John said earlier on, in this church, we make up our own minds.